Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back to our show. Today is May 20th, 2016, and the third of our weekly South Center's live streaming radio and video shows that are aired on this South Center's channel. We are live here at the studios at the Ohio State University South Center's in Piketon, Ohio. Our goal is simple: to inform our listening and viewing audience of the diverse educational programs, and more importantly, the individuals who work with these programs and how they assist you. Programs include the Business Network team, the Agricultural Research and Educational Programs, our Aquaculture, Soil and Water Conservation, Food, Marketing, and many other programs that benefit our areas, our state of Ohio, and on a global basis. Today's moderators are Kimberly Rausch, who will provide some upcoming scheduled events sponsored by the Ohio State University South Centers, and she's going to share a success story that the business team has been involved with. We also have Hannah Scott. Hannah Scott is the Ohio Cooperative Development Center Program Manager, in which she's going to be featuring Vinayak Shetiker, who is a research associate with the Soil, Water, and Bioengineering Program. And I want to welcome everyone to our listening. We have a really good program. Let me turn it over to, first of all, Kimberly Rausch. Kimberly Rausch is our program assistant. Is going to talk about upcoming scheduled events.
Hello, everyone. I just want to update you on some upcoming events we have at OSU South Centers here. On May the 24th, we're hosting a Facebook and Twitter success training from 1 to 4. That is in partnership with Southern Ohio Procurement Outreach Center. And you can call 740-377-4550 and register for that event. On June the 7th, we have a quarterly manufacturing roundtable event. Mick Witt, the director of the Manufacturing and Technology Business Development Center, is coordinating that event, so you can contact him. At the end, I'll tell you where you can locate us and with the contact information. And I think he's been a host here several times, so he can help you get scheduled for that if you're in manufacturing. Let's see, on June the 29th, we're hosting, actually, that is away. That is at the Southern Ohio Procurement Outreach Center at South Point, Ohio. It's a social media time is the name of the event. And we're doing something a little different with that event. We're asking you what you want to learn about social media. So, and that's what I'll build our class around. So you send me your questions. My email address is Rausch, R-O-U-S-H, .143@osu.edu. And I will build a class around whatever you need to know about social media. That is June the 29th. I have a flyer ready, and I'll be sending that out on our Facebook and our blog. So you'll get that information, our listserv. If you aren't on our listserv, just give me send me an email, and I can add you to the email I just mentioned. Let's see, we have also in August another social media training on Instagram and Pinterest here at the South Center, so there'll be more information coming on that. There's also a biannual financial roundtable event coming up September. We bumped the date that we originally had that scheduled because of a big event here at the South Centers, an anniversary we have coming up, the 25th anniversary here at the South Centers event. So you might check our website for information about that if you want to come see, take a look around and see what we're all about. Let's see. Then we have also November the 8th, another social media training here at the South Centers, creating compelling social media. We all post things on social media or see things on social media and sometimes wonder, you know, how do we make ours look like that? And so we have some different applications that we can use, Canva and some other things that I'll be talking about unique and creative ways to make your graphics kind of stand out. So any of that information that you want, you can follow on our blog at u.osu.edu/OSU Business Development Network. I know it's kind of long, but it's a great course. All right, I'm going to give you back to Patrick here, and join us for some of our events.
Thank you, Kimberly. Kimberly does a lot of work on the different kinds of schedules and activities. She's very much involved with many of the different programs. Now we'd like to turn our program over to Hannah Scott. Hannah Scott is the Ohio Cooperative Development Center Program Manager, who spends a lot of time working with a number of different individuals, whether it's research, educators, different individuals. Hannah?
Thank you, Patrick. As Patrick mentioned, I am the Ohio Cooperative Development Center Program Manager here at the South Centers. You heard a little bit last week about what the Co-op Development Center does. This week, we're actually going to focus on one of the program areas of the South Centers, soil, water, and bioenergy. So we actually have with us today one of the research associates from that program. Vinayak Shedekar joined the South Centers in December of last year. He works with soil, water, and bioenergy, and he's going to tell us a little bit about those programs and introduce us a little more to himself. So, Vinaya, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, Hannah. Thank you very much for having me. So, as I said, my name is Vinayak. I grew up in India, finished my undergraduate and master's degree in agricultural engineering back in India, and then came here for a PhD program at Ohio State. Worked at the Department of Ag Engineering in Columbus with the Ohio State, and then joined the soil and water program here at Piketon starting December. I've been working mainly in the field of water management, drainage, irrigation. After I joined Piketon, I sort of got into the field of soil health, soil management, as well as agronomic crops, and also getting introduced to the amazing field of bioenergy, and then just a little bit of organic agriculture as well. So I guess we'll talk about all that as time goes on.
Thanks, Vinayak. So I wanted to start. I know that soil, water, and bioenergy encompasses a lot of different areas, and the program area here has many individuals involved and many different programs. So maybe give our listeners a little bit of an overview about the many areas where you guys develop research and then programs to help farmers throughout Ohio and nationally and internationally.
Sure, yeah. So whenever it comes down to soil and water, you can see that soil and water are the basic things that we need, especially for the field of agriculture. Everything is dependent on soil and water. Soil is the main source of providing support for all your crops, as well as the source of nutrients for all the crops. So what happens is you cannot just focus your research on just soil or just water. It's an integrated approach. So it's called a systems approach. So our program basically focuses on the overall systems, for example, agricultural systems, the typical corn, soybean type of agronomic systems where you have grain crops. Some of our research also focuses on organic systems where organic agriculture is involved. Again, the baseline where we work at is how do you have a sustainable agricultural system by maintaining your soil and water quality. So that's the kind of the baseline. But at the same time, you got to realize that any crop that you grow in the soil, that crop actually affects your soil quality or water quality. So it's not just how you keep the soil quality good enough. It's more like how do you keep your agronomic practices or how do you plan or manage your crops as well to be able to make get that optimum level. And then, so that's mainly the soil and water part that we work with. And then Second aspect of our program is the bioenergy research, where we do a lot of research on different alternatives for bioenergy production, mainly bioenergy purposes like some grasses and feedstock and things like that. We have an extensive field research where we have at least more than 24 research plots here on in Piketon. But at the same time, we have a state-of-the-art research laboratory which has mainly three components where we do basic soil analysis, water analysis, plant analysis, but at the same time, we have some advanced equipment for some advanced analysis of plant and soil and water, for example, heavy metals, and even some gaseous analysis. Nowadays, with the climate change, a lot of systems are being responsible for methane and nitrous oxide and some of the greenhouse gases. So we have capability to assess, analyze some of those samples in our lab so that we can look at the overall performance of these agricultural systems. So that's the research part. But being part of the OSU College of Agriculture and the OSU South Campus, our other aspect is outreach and education. And Dr. Rafiq Islam, who is the program leader here, he has been involved with a lot of international education and training, probably about more than 8 or 9 different countries so far. And we also have, in a year, typically we have at least more than 10 to 15 training and training events and workshops that relate to soil, water, and bioenergy at different locations, not just limited to Ohio, but other states as well and international.
Fantastic. It sounds like your team stays extremely busy.
Yeah, definitely. We have total 3 people other than Dr. Rafiq Islam. We have 2 other research associates, Mr. Yogendra Rao and Hasni, who pretty much spend all their time in the lab or on the field. And again, I recently joined, so I'm part of the team. So yeah, we have 3 people fully dedicated for all the work that goes on. And so typical day is basically a lot of sample analysis, several hundred samples a day, and then part of the month goes towards writing reports and research grants for future.
Fantastic. So I'd like to talk a little bit about one of the specific areas of research that this team has focused on for some time, and that there's been a lot of outreach over the last at least year and longer on this topic, and that's cover crops and working with farmers in the southeastern region of Ohio and then beyond that, on their soil management systems using cover crops. So if you could talk a little bit more about that cover crop research and the major recommendations coming out of that research, that would be helpful, I think, to many of our listeners.
Sure, yeah. So Dr. Rafiq Islam, he started cover crops research probably about a decade ago here at Piketon. That time, the concept of cover crop was it was well known to people, but not very widely accepted, I would say. And our main research is basically trying to figure out what would be the best combination of cover crops for different agricultural systems. For example, if you have a typical corn soybean rotation, during the corn years, you have high nitrogen requirements, so it's a good idea to have a cover crop that that would provide some nitrogen to the corn. So before planting, weeds is another big issue, no matter which agricultural system you're looking at. So cover crops can actually help you suppress the weeds. So there is a lot of functions cover crops can perform, and you can actually engineer or design your cover crops in a way that you can get that functionality. So what happened is over the period of time, there has been a lot of work on cover crops. So there is a website and a consortium for cover crops. It's called Midwest Cover Crop Council. Dr. Rafiq Islam is also part of it. We have some extension educators in Ohio that are part of it. So it's an inter-university, it has multiple states involved consortium where you can get all the, it's like a one-stop shop for all the cover crop information. So they have a tool that you can go to and say, okay, I have this crop, so can you recommend some cover crops for me? So you can actually look at the growing seasons of different cover crops, the viability of cover crops, their biomass and planting rates and things like that. Some of the highlights of the research that we did here, the main thing that we worked on, and I should probably give more credit to Dr. Rafiq because I just recently joined, but one of the cover crops that we're using is oilseed radishes, and that is really good for breaking the compaction in the field, especially the plow layer that builds in a conventional tillage system. And then another sort of cover crops which relate to more of a legume crops that are useful for nitrogen fixation, and they can actually help you reduce your input costs. The second group of cover crops that we use is mainly for weed suppression and things like that. So the idea is to have really a lot of natural biodiversity in your farm, even during the after you have harvested your crops during winters, so that you maintain that uniform cover on your ground, and that actually really helps with the not just environmental quality but also your productivity as well.
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing those research results. One of the other areas that you mentioned, and I'd like to focus a little bit more on in our last couple of minutes, is the international outreach and work being done out of this program. I think there is a lot of impact here and a lot of applicability in Southeast Ohio, but this work extends far beyond that. So if you could share with our listeners how you're extending that research, I think that would be great for them to hear.
So that's the beauty of being in the field of agriculture. Agriculture is, you can call it a single culture in the whole world. So it's very global, but at the same time, it's very local when it comes down to research. So any problems you're trying to solve in agriculture, they have to be tackled at local levels. But then there are some common practicalities that other countries can really benefit from. So Dr. Rafiq Islam, he had some collaborations in Ghana and in China. So both countries, Dr. Rafiq is actually helping build research capabilities. Being in the United States, we have the advantage of a well-set research infrastructure. Back in those countries, especially the developing countries, they lack the infrastructure needed. So what they did was Dr. Rafiq Islam and Dr. Warren Dick in Worcester, they conducted some workshops which trained some of the professionals that are working for the government and private organizations on how do you conduct research with limited resources. And the main focus was climate change, soil health, and how do you assess the soil properties. So they actually wrote a nice guide for that would be applicable for them with whatever resources they have available. And they gave them some practical training on how do you do analysis in a lab or in the field and things like that. So that was in the Ghana and China. We have some exchange scholars who usually come here and get some advanced training and go back and start their research.
Thank you for sharing. Just to wrap up, you shared quite a few resources and quite a bit of research area. So I wanted you to share with our listening audience how they can access these resources specific to the OSU South Centers and maybe any trainings or workshops that you have coming up.
So, yes, especially the way we are located at South Centers, we do have a lot of outreach for our local communities as well. All our events are usually posted on our website, which is southcenters.osu.edu. And it's also posted on the Facebook.
Yes.
Specifically, if farmers want answers for simple things like how do I control my weeds, I'm transitioning to organic, what do I do, how do I control the pest in my, anything that relates to soil or water, irrigation requirement, especially southern Ohio, we have some areas where irrigation is important. So any kind of need, you can just contact me. My email address is shedekar.1, which is shedekar.1@osu.edu. The best way would be just go to our website, southcentral.osu.edu, and go to the soil, water, and bioenergy page, and you'll find a lot of good resources, videos, a lot of good information, and contact information is the first one that you can think of. And then just contact us for anything that you need, and we're here to serve our communities locally as well.
Great. Thank you for sharing all of that information about your research, and thank you for the important work that you're doing, Vinayak. So now we're going to turn it over to Kimberly Roush. Kimberly, as Patrick mentioned earlier in the show, is a program assistant here at the OSU South Center with the Business Development Network. One of the really important things that Kimberly does as a part of the Business Development Network is to work with existing businesses that have received assistance from the counselors here and to ask them about the effects of that assistance and to share their success throughout the region through success stories, actually. So Kimberly is going to talk about a success story from the local region, Oak Chips Incorporated of Waverly, Ohio, and I'll turn it over to Kimberly now.
Thank you. We are required by some of our funding sources to submit success stories, but that's only part of the benefit to us. We also provide information to people that take a look at our website, and you can kind of see the help that is available and the actual impact of the assistance that is available. We post our information on our blog, some on our website, so if you're ever looking for stories that might help you decide what kind of benefit we might be to come visit us and see what kind of services we have to offer, you might check there. Today I am going to share Oak Chips, Inc., the story. I'm just going to read it from what I wrote and submitted, and you will find online. Oak Chips, Inc., it's also known as OCI. You might see that initial around on trucks as you drive through Waverly. OCI originated in 1975 as Oakville Stave and Veneer Company, Inc. Ben Nathan, was the owner of OCI, has developed a slow roasting process of high-quality roasted oak chips for the wine industry, which has continued to improve throughout the years. The Nathans come from a long line of successful entrepreneurs. Many were blacksmiths. Ben's father invented a plow for John Deere, which is pretty impressive. Ben and his sons, Todd and Jason, designed and hand-built the machinery for oak chips process, the actual process. Today, OCI is a three-generation family-owned business. My father is a man behind all of what you see today. He is one who has had the vision. We have capitalized on his energy and success. My father is 74 years old and is still in here every day, states Todd Nathan, a proud son, of course. And in 2006, Jason Nathan took the initiative to find a new place to expand OCI. He discovered the 65,000 square feet building on 45 acres in Waverly. After 2 years of this tedious dedication, Jason has been able to locate all of the old mill equipment to the new location. During that time, he obtained permits and set up, finished remodeling the building in 2008. So it's been quite a process for them. With a new vision in mind for expanding the family business at Oak Chips, Inc., and for the community, Todd Nathan returned to Ohio. He was out of state, so he returned to help with the business. Initially, the infrastructure for the business needed some improvement. According to Todd, it took about a year and a half to get settled. We had two and a half years ago, I returned to Tennessee
to help lead the restructuring, returned from Tennessee to help lead the restructuring, and with his brother. So we started with 12 people and grew to over 50. And this has been a little while since I wrote this story, so that might even be a bigger number now. Todd continues, today's whiskey industry is increasing worldwide. The Chinese market expanding, it opened up a new opportunity for our business to grow. OCI is expanding nearly half of their material overseas. The future holds a lot of opportunity, and when they saw they needed a little bit of assistance, they came to Kelly O'Brien, and she helped them write a grant to receive $25,000 for a dust collection system, which is very important in their business. So it was a very expensive project, and they did a great job at getting all of that together. Years ago, they used to age wine in barrels. Now they have stainless steel vats, and they use these oak chips. So it's quite a story. I'm going to give you back to Patrick. Here he is.
Yes, it is. It's quite a story. As a listening audience, and eventually we're going to get into the, we're going to get involved in the video channel at South Centers. This is in collaboration with the University of Rio Grande, Ohio State University, in which we do a number of different educational programs based on themes. For instance, one of our themes is agriculture. We had Finiak talk a little bit about, and when I say agriculture, I'm really talking about uses of land, whether it's growing something or whether it's making sure that the soil is good enough for the products we want to grow on. Another format is going to be the banking and business and an educational process. So we hope you continue to listen. I'm Patrick, and for all of us, we want to thank everyone for listening. Have a good day.